Okay, so we discuss Kalisha. I went a little backwards because I first started discussing the Kalisha by Zemiro, Shirei Kodesh, and Shabbos, etc. But there's really more fundamental stuff to discuss. So I'll tell you the way I'm going to lay it out is the way Rabbi Chaim Jachter has in an article that he wrote for TABC, plus just a few more ha'aras. I was reading that Kuntros in the back of that sefer, Yoni Aparsha, so I'll just try to give you a basic picture of the sugya, and with a specific focus maybe on recorded voices of a woman and the status of recorded voices overall. There are two basic gemaras. There's a gemara Maseches, three gemaras. There's a gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Dalet that tells us that Kol B'Isha Erva, and the gemara is talking in the context of saying Kriya Shema, that if there's Kol B'Isha in the room, you're not allowed to be saying Kriya Shema. There's gemara Maseches Sota that we discussed last time, that talks about that if men and women are singing together, the men sing and the women respond, or the women sing and the men respond, that that's very bad, it's pritzels, it's terrible, etc. And there's a third Gemara. There's Gemara in Maseches, Rabbi Jacob doesn't quote it, but it's also an important Gemara in this topic. It's a Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Tezvav, where the Gemara tells us about several beautiful women in history who just the thought, even not actually being mistakel at them, or even not actually doing anything with them, can cause a person to become a balkeri because they're so attractive. And the Gemara says, "Kala Omer Rachav Rachav Miyad Nitva." That anyone who says Miyad Nitva, anyone who says the name Rachav twice, she was such a beautiful woman, that will immediately become a balkeri. So the Gemara says that someone challenged that and said, "Oh yeah, Rachav Rachav, nothing happened." So he said, "No, that's only Biyodo Makira. That's only if you knew her, if you know what she looks like." Then if you say Rachav Rachav, but in that same Gemara it also says Ya'el Bekola, that Ya'el was able to seduce people and get people to have all sorts of Yerurim just with her voice. Her voice was so beautiful. And it brings a Raya that Ya'el just spoke to Sisra to get him to come into the tent. And that's all she needed to do, to just say words to him, and he was willing to come in. So her voice was such that that she was able to seduce people with her voice. So some of the Achronim, Maram Shik, others seem to understand that the qualification that the Gemara makes, that it's only Biyoda Umakira, not only applies to Rachav, but also to Ya'el. That just like by Rachav, saying the name would only be harmful to a person's Ruchnius, if they knew her, Ya'el's voice would only be harmful if you knew what she looked like, if you knew her. But if you don't know her, you don't see her, you don't know what she looks like, Mela, the voice wouldn't be a problem either. So chashav amar makom, that's very important to understand, because Pasha reading the Gemara is not that way. Pasha reading the Gemara is Yodah Makir is only a din in Rachav. Okay, so now let's go through the sugya basically. So there are two shitos in Rishonim, whether when the Gemara in Brachas says kol b'isha erva, whether that means only for Kriya Shema or for everything. Rav Haigon says that it applies to a person who's reading Shema, because the woman singing will distract him from reading Shema. But Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rav Rishonim, the Rush, that applies not only to Kriya Shema, any context. Kol B'Isha is Erva, Shulchan Aruch Aben Ezra, Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Beis, the Ramon, Aruch Chaim, and Simen Ayin Hei, and Sif Gimel, and the Beis Shmuel say that it applies only to a woman who's singing, though. Kol B'Isha Erva doesn't mean a woman is speaking, it only applies to a woman's singing voice. Is Kol Isha Edin D'Oraisa, or is Edin D'Rabbanan? So we know, famous Malchokas Rambam Ramban, about Negiya B'Derechiba, whether Negiya B'Derechiba is Nisid D'Oraisa, or Nisid D'Rabbanan. Is that called Kirva La'erva? And you have Negiya B'Derechiba. So although that is a machlokes in regards to Negiya, the Achronim that Ravad Yosef quotes in the Tshuva, Yabia Omer Chel Galv Simen Vav, the Achronim have a machlokes whether that same machlokes applies to Kalisha. Would you just plug in Kalisha to that same machlokes Rambam Ramban? Ravad himself thinks that even according to everybody, even according to the Rambam, it's going to be a only Drabbanan. The Kalisha is going to be Drabbanan, it's not going to be a D'Oraisa. However, no one says, there's no posuk in the world that says that it doesn't apply nowadays. We definitely assume that Kalisha still applies nowadays. What about recorded music? So this is the primary issue we said we're going to discuss. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva on the topic. Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Hei Simen Beis, says that we could be makel for a recorded voice for the following two reasons. First of all, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei says that a Yetzer Har is only sholet, ela, any Yetzer Har sholet, el, v'masha in of Ro'os. the Yetzer Hara is strongest with that which your eyes see. The way the Yetzer Hara works is the eyes see, Rashi and Chumash says this, the eyes see, the lev is chomed, and then the body goes and does. So the Yetzer Hara starts with the eyes. Whatever the eyes see, that's what is megare the Yetzer Hara. So if you're only listening to a recording, but you don't actually see anything, there's no vision involved, maybe the Yetzer Hara is not going to get started. That's how the that's one argument Leheter with a recorded voice. The second argument Leheter is that a recorded voice is not technically the kol of an isha; it's the kol of a machine that's playing a voice, right? Meaning, the chakira really is, in the way he has it in the Sefer Yoni Parsha, the chakira is kol isha erva dinin hirur, or is it a dinin objective erva? That kol is objectively considered erva, not a din whether I'm going to be maharer or not going to be maharer. So Tzitz Eliezer seems to be understanding that it's a din an objective erva. A kol is erva. It's not about hirhu. A kol is erva. So what's erva? Only something that's an audible sound that comes from a woman's voice. When I hit play, there's no woman that's creating an audible sound. It sounds a lot like a woman. For instance, if I got my GPS to sing to me the directions, I don't know if they have such a thing yet, but they probably will soon. I got my GPS to sing to me such a direction. There's no woman that pre-records every direction that you could possibly have. You know, it's a computer voice. It's not a woman's voice. There's no woman that ever went into recording that. So is that going to be Kalisha? Let's say, take it a step further. If you have a man who sounds like a woman, is that Kalisha? If I think it's a woman, it might be Hirhur. But no, it's just not the call of an Isha. So the call of a recorded voice, the call of a GPS, the call of a man that sounds like a woman, the stomach is not Kalisha. That's Rav Waldenberg's psak. On the other side, Rav Breish in Chelkas Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, says that it's aser even to listen to a voice on the radio, and even if you don't know who the singer is, he thinks that stomach because he thinks it's a din hearer. That you're going to have your hurim, and that's going to be a problem one way or the other. Rav Vosner and Rav Binyamin Zilber and Oz Nidbaru also are machmir. Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi Chelik Gimel Ebn Ezra Kuf Pei Aleph, and Rav Zilber Oz Nidbaru Chelik Tes Siman Tes is also machmir. Remember, this is not Rav Zilber Lashitaso, right? Because Lashitaso, in regards to recorded music in Sfira, he holds right, what did he say by recorded music in Sphira? He held that, or recorded voice, right? He held that a voice had a din of an instrument. The recorded voice had a din of an instrument. So we said that Lishitasa by Kalishi should say the same thing. That a recorded voice of a woman isn't a voice of a woman. It's an instrument. But he doesn't hold that way, right? He holds that the recorded voice of a woman is in fact the voice of a woman and is going to be awesome. Probably we said it's a din in hearer, not a din in objective erva. There is a pshara opinion. There is a middle ground. The middle ground is Rav Vadi Yosef and Yavia Omer writes that you could listen to a voice on a radio, a female voice on a radio or recording, if you don't know what she looks like. But if you know what she looks like, then you have that concern of Yodo Makira, right? Like that Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Tezvav, then it's going to be a problem. So it's going to turn out ironic that for me, who's not so up to date in pop culture, so I probably don't know what most of the current female singers look like, I could probably turn on the radio and listen. I don't know what she looks like according to Rav Vadia, that would not be a problem. Listen to the recorded female voices. But for someone who's more into the pop culture and more has more of a yitzhar for these things as it is, and knows what all these women look like, so for such a person, l'chora, it would be us, according to Rav Vadia Yosef. Those are the three basic shitos. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Chavav, that for a katana, the voice of a katana, is not going to be a problem with Kol Isha. That Kol Isha is only a problem, I shouldn't say not for a katana. Anyone who's not a nida, he thinks it's not going to be a problem with Kol Isha. Now, a typical girl who's already getting her period and is not married, so is not going to the mikveh yet, so she's a nida. So he says if she's not a nida, if she's so young that she's not yet a nida, so that's not going to be a problem with Kol Isha. So Moshe says that nowadays, any girl under the age of 11, you have the right to assume it's a mi'chein matzoi, that a girl under the age of 11 gets her period, so a girl under the age of 11, you have the right to be mekel on the Kol Isha issue. This is a major discussion in regards to all other, normally for like let's say dressing tziyastik or negiyah issues, we probably would not be mekel, we definitely would not be mekel up until such an advanced age, right? That's a separate machlokas, that's a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, at what point we'd be machmir for those things. The Mishnah Berurah, I think the Mishnah Berurah is the more machmir in that machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says that at the age of 3, you already have to be machmir for Nagia and trusting Sneastik. I think the Chaznish is the one that's more makel. He says, no, only once she's a young lady already. She's not like a little baby. Shapta used to say that he always thought that if his Talmidim would come to his house when his daughters were young, then they wouldn't be embarrassed to hold the daughter on their lap. So he says it can't be that they're already at an age where it's also to, he thought Chaznish was much more mustaver. But even young ladies, so depending on the girl, 7 years old, 8 years old maybe, by the time she's 11 for sure, there's no one that would say that it would be mutter up until 10 or 11, I don't think. But anyway, that's the issue of Kalisha and recorded voices. You have shittos that say everything. So, okay, I'm not going to give you a conclusion right now.